It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about relationships. Today, we want to talk about that dreaded word called situationship. Yes, undefined isn't God's design. Our scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Now, if there were a word that perfectly describes the modern relationship, I'm going to tell you it's probably situationship. It's one of the newest terms in our culture, but it's quickly become one of the most common. Let's think about this. You're spending your time talking to somebody every day. You're spending your time together all the time. You care about one another. Maybe you've even met each other's families, but no one knows exactly what you are because there's no commitment. There's absolutely no direction. There's no definition. There's just a situationship. One person assumes the relationship's moving forward while the other one refuses to define it. And of course, one hopes for forever while the other one keeps every option open. One person may be investing emotionally while the other one stays conveniently noncommittal. The result is almost always the same. It causes confusion. You wonder where you stand. You replay those conversations in your head. You analyze those text messages. You overthink the silence when they don't respond by text. Your question now is, what is your worth because someone else's actions are not matching their words? Does any of this seem to sound familiar to you? The truth is, situationships don't only happen in dating. Many of us live in a spiritual situationship with God as well. We want His blessings, but we want them without surrender. We want His promises, but we want them without obedience. We want His protection, but we want it without trusting Him. His peace without giving Him control. We say belong to Him, yet we keep Him at arm's length whenever He asks us to let go of something that we're still holding on to. Because we're comfortable living in the gray. But let's think about this. God has never called us to live in uncertainty with Him. When God speaks, He speaks clearly. When He loves completely. When He forgives fully. When He commits forever. There's nothing casual about God's love. Romans 8:38-39 reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. Not failure, not distance, not yesterday's mistakes, not today's struggles you're going through, not tomorrow's fears. His commitment never changes. Think about how exhausting confusion can be, how many sleepless nights you've spent wondering, why hasn't this person called me? Did I say something wrong? Do they even care about me? Where is this relationship going? Boy, oh boy, we just burn enormous amounts of emotional energy trying to interpret mixed signals. But you'll never have to decode God's intentions because He has already declared them. He loved you enough to send His Son. He's pursued you before you even pursued Him. He chose you before you chose Him. The cross settled forever how God feels about you. That's not situationship. That's love. That's a covenant of love. The enemy thrives in confusion because confusion creates fear and insecurity and doubt. But God brings clarity because clarity produces our peace. That doesn't mean that every decision in life is easy, but what it does mean is that when you seek Him, He faithfully directs your steps. Now, sometimes clarity comes in unexpected ways, and sometimes God's answer is yes, and sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's wait. But even waiting with God is different than waiting on people because God's delays have a purpose. People often delay because, well, they're uncertain. God delays because He's preparing something greater than we can currently see. There are also relationships we keep alive simply because, well, we're afraid to let go of them. Maybe it's someone who only contacts you when it's convenient, or maybe it's someone who continually breaks your trust, or someone who pulls you further from Christ instead of closer to Him. We convince ourselves things will eventually change, or maybe we can change them. Maybe, maybe not. But here's an important question. If the relationship has kept you confused for months or even years, is it producing the peace that God desires for your life? Because peace doesn't always mean a life that's easy. It means your heart is settled because you're walking in God's will. And anything that constantly pulls you away from His peace deserves careful evaluation. He Jesus never chased the people who didn't want him. What he did was he invited them. He loved on them. He served them. But he never, ever begged for anyone to stay. As we come to you in prayer today, Lord, thank you that we never, ever have to wonder where we stand with you. Your love is constant. It's faithful. It's unchanging. Forgive us for the times that we've accepted confusion when you were offering peace. Give us wisdom to recognize relationships that honor you and the courage to let go of those that don't. Help us stop chasing what you've never intended for us to have and instead pursue you with our whole heart. Teach us to trust your timing and your guidance and your plans, and let our life be marked by the peace that only comes from walking closely with you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.